for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Callum Brown downstairs with Drew Jones. Good work. Sounds like a level-headed young man, boss.
Oh, fantastic. Obviously, he comes from really good stock. Yep. Mum and dad are fantastic. They've always been great support for him. He has developed. When he first came to me, he was a bottom ager, and I refused to play him in the first half of the year because he was so small.
That's because you didn't know his name.
Yeah, that is.
You were calling him Connor.
That as well. But he was really tiny, but he just kept on training and playing and eventually got a game. He's just too smart for other players, and you can see that smartness now. I can see the smartness now coming in. That's what I've seen. Some of the things he was doing in 18s I'm starting to see now, which is really, really positive for him. Fantastic bloke, fantastic family, and he deserves everything he's getting at the moment.
I did an interview with his brother at the draft camp when he was going through. He's slightly taller.
Yeah, he's a lot taller.
He's a very different player to Callum.
Tyler's 188, Callum's now 178. As I said, in his first year, he was 172, Kel, but Tyler's completely different. He's got beautiful hands like Callum, but can mark the ball, got great step and that sort of thing. So I thought and I heard he was really close pre-season. They were really happy with him, but as Kel said, he just done his shoulder, so he's in a bit of...
So how did you go dealing with the great Gavin Brown? Because he was a great player, Gavin Brown. You never really heard much about because he had a very... Despite the fact that he was captain of Collingwood, he never had a huge profile.
No, he didn't, but and kept a low profile with his boys as well. I encouraged Callum and both Callum and Tyler to get as much from their old man as possible because he was a champion of the game. But, I'd ring and we'd talk once or twice a year with Gav to just see how they were going, especially with Tyler. When he came in, he was very quiet. I didn't know how to read him, and just got on the phone to Gavin and just give us a little few tips to try and get the best out of him. But wonderful support, Mum and Dad. Mum's a classic. She is rowdy in the whole term of the word. She is the one that can talk a bit, but they've been great support.
So obviously they're coming from great stock. You encourage them to speak to Dad, you know, to throw some tips out. What about the kid who's stock, who's not quite the blue blood? Do you just discourage him from saying, look, don't worry about what Dad's got to say. You just worry about
just
what I've got to say.
Listen to the coach.
Is that the message?
They get plenty of support from their parents. That's really important.
Sometimes parents have too much or try to have too much of an influence on kids coming through, and it actually can be to the detriment?
It can be. Some do, and we're big on making sure that the kid is allowed to play and allow us to coach him because we think we've got a fair idea on how to help him get to the next level. So that's really important. But eventually, if we're doing the right thing as development coaches of the young boys coming through, then they can see the progression and improvement and they gradually ease off a little bit.
So if Bucky came to you with his golden breed T-shirt on with the sauce stain on the front, you'd just think you'd mark him down and say, "Look, just get this kid. Don't ask Dad what's going on."
It's funny actually. 1986.
He's still here. I thought he'd gone, Bucky. Yeah, I said anything for a while.
Talk about myself just a little bit. When I played my first game, Ian, in the under-19s back in 1986.
A bit of me time now, Bucky.
It was against Collingwood at Glenferrie Oval, and I played on Gavin Brown, and I knew after that game that I'd probably forge out a decent career in country footy somewhere.
while he went to stellar heights.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, he would have been a bull too at that
age. That year they had a champion team. There was Gavin Brown, Gavin Krasiska, Damien Monkhurst, Gavin Wright. I think they won the flag that year in the under. He was fantastic player, Gavin Brown.
Damien Monkhurst in under-9. Can you just imagine?
And there was another guy, Terry Keyes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Went to Richmond, didn't he?
Yeah, Terry Keyes. No,
he was a burly-chested forward, wasn't he?
Yep. Gavin Brown was just so, not so much unassuming, but his courage was unrivaled, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. He was. He was a fantastic all round player. Oh. And unfortunately, he was
too courageous
in front of the meatloaf pocket over there. He copped one from Terry Danner in the 1990 grand final that gave Terry 15 or 16 weeks.
Yep, sparked a little interaction.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a scuffle.
Did he go? Did he play out the rest of the game, Gavin Brown.
He'd come back on.
Yeah, but he was...
He passed the test. He come off and said, my name's Gavin.
Yes.
And off he went again.
He mispronounced his... What was his surname, Benny? Broon? Gavin Broon.
He didn't pass the concussion test.
And now Broon.
Because the question they asked him was, how old is your 16-year-old sister? And A, he didn't know he had a sister or how old she was.
Hey, it's underway at Metricon Stadium too. Gold Coast 6, Melbourne 2.
Has Terry Danner ever spoken? Have you ever heard him talk about that? Does he regret that?
Oh, he probably regrets it, Tez, but I haven't heard him speak about it.
Footy was a little bit,
just part of it.
A little bit different, wasn't it?
Yeah. He does describe it as not my finest moment. Yep. He doesn't necessarily regret it.
He was a great player, though, Terry.
Oh, he was, and he was courageous as you like to. Yep.
Out in the media era before, I saw it. As I was... Had the
spilling sauce all over
the Routley pies, sort of scoffing on those. Probably the greatest football ever to play the game, and one of the toughest footballers ever to play the game was scoffing into a Routley's as well. And I looked at him and thought, geez, you've done some bad things on the footy field. That's Lee Matthews. Like he was brutal.
Bucky, we've just had word through too from the AFL that.
No, don't, Denny. Stop it.
No, that you've been asked for a please explain
for that shirt.
For your top. So you may need a week off because you're not allowed out there with that sore-stained golden breed windsheet of thing that you've got on that's been half chewed by the dog at the top and it's got 17 litres of sauce on the front of it.
They're going to take your accreditation off you. Oh, hey, other side of this break, we're going to come back with our Hamlin hanger. We've got our goal of the day. We've got our stumatics to sort out. We'll have a quick throw ahead to the Cats and also the Kangaroos tomorrow match broadcast from 11 a.m. Benny, I think we might be on air nice and early.
Yeah, I'll just set the alarm for that one.
You'll be up and going. You'll just be getting
the wash up will start at 5 a.m.
King, you'll be going early. You'll be just out of the Belmont
King,
you'll
be just straight off the dance floor into the wash up.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, wow.
More in a moment. City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, the fifth quarter.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.